Opportunity to be here. I got some help last night. Amen. I hope you did too. Thank you, preacher. Joshua chapter 1. Read here real quick and starting in verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Aren't you glad it came to pass?
Yeah.
That the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Listen to this. Saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers. Help us, Lord, this morning. I thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you, preach to you this morning about this thought, be strong and of good courage. We live in a troublesome time. We live in a trying time. Amen. And if we had to go into defining what courage really is, courage isn't being brave. Courage is doing what's right, regardless of what's going on. Amen. A soldier is trained to do the right thing, to do what he's trained to do, to follow orders no matter what's going on around him. You think of the soldier in the foxhole, and the sergeant says, "Come on, man, let's go," and they jump out of the foxhole and charge the enemy. You wonder what would make a man do that? Courage.
Amen.
Doing what's right. When things are difficult. We all know who Joshua is. I don't have time, and I don't think I need to go into who he is. We all know his history. We know how he's been. But Joshua, all throughout history, since we first learned of Joshua, has been a soldier. He's been a commander-in-chief of the military. He's been a leader in battle after battle after battle. But here, God changes his commission.
Amen.
Sometimes God comes along and he changes our commission. And he calls us a little bit further down the road. I was thinking EJ yesterday when he was preaching, he says, "I enjoyed being a second man. I was a second man in the army. There was my section chief and then there was me." Amen. I loved following orders from him. I didn't have to take the responsibility, but all of a sudden, you know what? Amen. God put me in a ministry of my own. I didn't mind being a second man under the pastor I was under and preaching the gospel and being the assistant pastor in the church. I didn't mind all that. Just like EJ said yesterday, I didn't mind all that. But all of a sudden, God put me in something on my own. Amen. And here, God's taking Joshua from the commander-in-chief of the military and putting him in charge of all Israel. Don't you think as a soldier, don't you think as someone who's been through battle after battle, don't you think as someone who's led men in combat, don't you think as someone who's followed God in the army of God, fighting the war of God, don't you think he already has demonstrated courage?
Amen.
And yet God says be strong and of good courage. Can I give you this morning, four real quick things and I'll get out of the way? I want to look at verse 6 this morning. He says, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Why should we be strong and good courage? Brother David, why should you be strong and have good courage? Let me say you this, for the willing's sake.
Amen.
Amen. As we go about our daily business, as we go about our ministries, there's those that are out there that are willing to listen to the Word of God. There's those that we come across from time to time. I like to think of them as the ripe apple hanging on the tree, and you just go up and you just touch that apple, and she just drops right off in your hand, and she's just as ripe as she can be. She's just as red and ripe and delicious and juicy. And there's those that are out there that are willing. They're waiting for someone to come along and just share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with them. They're waiting for someone to come and tell them that God loves them, that God wants to save them. Amen. There's the willing. Let's look at verse 7. He says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper wherever so thou goest.
Yeah.
Second reason we need to be strong of good courage is for our own sake.
Yeah,
amen. For our own sake.
Right.
For our own sake. I could tell a story right here about when I was over in Desert Storm. And it's really an embarrassing story, but I think it'll make the point. You see, I'm a human being. But too often we use that as an excuse.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
We get under the pressure. We get under the conflicts and everything that's going on in our life. And we're carrying a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we let that pressure just bear down on us so hard that we crack. And over there in that desert storm, I was under a lot of pressure. And one day I was sergeant of the guard and I got my guards together and I was briefing them, getting them ready to go out and put them on the perimeter of our position. And I cracked. And I began to cuss them men up one side, and I began to cuss them men down the other side. I got done with my briefing. One young soldier, Brother Sean, been witnessing to him for 3.5 years. He comes up to me and he says, "Sergeant Kidman, if you've lost hope, how can I have any?" Why do we need to be strong and of good courage? For our own sake. For our own sake, we've got a testimony to maintain for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
God's chosen us for a reason. He's called us out for a reason, to use us for a reason. We need to be strong and of good courage for our own sake.
Amen.
Let's look thirdly this morning at verse 9. "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest." Not only should we be strong and of good courage for the willing sake, not only should we be strong and of good courage for our own sake, but my friend, we need to be strong and of good courage for the Lord's sake.
Amen.
Amen. Not only our own testimony is riding on it, but His testimony is riding on it. Brother Joel just got up here and he talked about the fact he can't separate himself from his Father. I cannot separate myself from my Father. Everything I do bears my Father's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everything I do bears my Father's name.
Yeah.
We need to be strong and of courage for the Lord's sake.
Have
you wonder why there's so many people out here in this world today that when you go up and try to share the gospel with them and say, "I don't want to hear that," that's because some hypocrite has gone to them and told them, tried to tell them about God, and then went off and lived an ungodly life right in front of them, and they see that. Like he said, the kids, they see our lives, they understand that whether we're living for God or whether we're not. Hey, your neighbors know whether you're living for God or whether you're not. Your boss knows whether you're living for God or whether you're not. Hey, that person you're what testifying to knows what you're living for God or whether you're not. Let me tell you this, that soldier, when he said that to me, I dropped to my face there in the sand, and I hate that sand. It gets in everything. It gets every crack and everywhere. I dropped my face down in that sand. I begged God for forgiveness, and I asked Him for forgiveness.
Amen.
Right there.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to be strong and of good courage.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
We're carrying His name.
Yes, sir.
We're carrying His testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Can I give you this lastly real quick? Look in verse 18. "Whosoever be he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto the words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." Now you may not see this here, but what I see here is the lost. Amen. How many times do we go and we try and share the gospel with someone that's lost? As a missionary to the military, there's often times we're asked to go visit a soldier, and as we try to go over there, they tell me, "I don't want to hear it. I don't want nothing to do with it."
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
They're lost.
Come on. Yeah.
They're dying and going to hell. They're lost.
Amen.
They got no hope of anything.
Yeah.
You know that every day, 23 soldiers are committing suicide because they have no hope.
Yeah.
That's just soldiers.
Yeah.
Every day. We have a world out there that this world is crushing in around us, not just on us as Christians, on our society.
Yeah, amen.
And what we believe is what God ordained in America is crushing in on our society. And if like it was said earlier this week again, if we're not careful, we'll just stick our head in the sand. Why? A lot of people are doing that because they're lost and they got no hope. You know why that young man said that to me? Because he had hope until he saw me lose it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Why? The lost. The lost are watching you. They're watching everything about you. They're listening. They're listening to hear that grace come off your lips. They're listening to hear that mercy come off your lips. They're listening to see it lived out in your life and in your testimony. They're listening. They're watching. And they're hoping that what you've got is real. And not fake. They're lost. But listen here, my friend. Not only are they lost, but they're without hope. But do we pray for them? You want to get on with me? That's all right. I don't care. But I don't believe they can get saved until we start praying for them. Amen? I don't believe they can get saved until we start taking them before the throne of grace. Whether it's your own youngins, whether it's your family members, whether it's your mom and pa, whether it's your grandma, whether it's your grandpa, whether it's the guy next door, your boss, I don't care who they are. I don't care how mean they are to you. I don't care how terrible you think they are. I don't care how inundated in sin they are. If you don't start praying for them, how are you ever going to lead them to Christ? Till you start putting them before the throne of grace, before you start putting them before God Almighty, Jesus Christ, who bore our sins upon His on the cross of Calvary, bore the punishment for my sin upon His body. They're lost without hope. They're lost without hope. Four things here this morning I just want to show you real quick. These four things that I just gave you. Amen? Four reasons we need to be strong and of good courage. We're talking about seasoned soldiers. There's a lot of preachers in here that are seasoned soldiers. There's a lot of Christians in here that are seasoned soldiers. Four things He says here. He says, for the willing sake, for our own sake, individual.
Come on.
For the Lord's sake and for the lost. You know what I find in there, Brother Sean? Willing. W, individual, I, the Lord, L, the lost, will.
Amen.
I believe it's perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
One thing's for sure. If you choked on that, one thing's for sure. Everybody got saved, somebody prayed for them. So there you go. Brother Andrew, would you come sing for us, son?
Yeah.